Studio A at CJSF 90.1 FM. Learning McCoy's musical vocabulary at Top Burnaby Mountain. It's the Jazz Spectrum. I'm your host, Peter Prentice, and I'm pleased to bring you the best in new and independent jazz across Canada and around the world. This week's show is titled The Depth of Greatness. So whatever you're doing, and wherever you're doing it, eliminate until infinity, take the next 60 minutes, and enjoy the Jazz Spectrum. Gracie, Daddy's on the air, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, and also streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca. Well, we open the show with Corey Weeds and the Jeff Hamilton Trio, and How Do You Like Them Apples, from the album Dreamsville. And this week, we are going to remember the music and the career of the great pianist McCoy Tyner, who passed away March 6th at age 81. And we're going to play some of his music, as well as music by two fine young Vancouver groups. Debut album from the Jamie Lee Trio. Jamie Lee is a young drummer, and her trio is got a brand new album out called Introspective. And then we'll also play tunes by the Malleus Trio. And it's a saxophone trio, and they have their new album out called Play Nice. And so each set will feature, we'll start out with a McCoy Tyner tune, and then a couple of tunes by the two featured Vancouver groups, and then set number three will have a lengthy McCoy Tyner tune, a personal favorite of mine. But let's get started. We'll start off with, just a little bit about McCoy Tyner. Made his name as a young man as the pianist in John Coltrane's iconic quartet, recording many of the was the pianist and in many ways set the tone for many of the great albums that Coltrane's quartet made in the early and mid '60s. And he was just 20 years old when Coltrane brought him on. Tyner from Philadelphia. As well as Coltrane had grown up in Philadelphia. And anyway, he sort of worked on his signature sound while with the Coltrane Quartet, and then made his own name as an iconic band leader of both small and large ensembles after he left Coltrane's group in 65. I describe McCoy Tyner's playing as powerful but elegant, and so we're going to play some tunes. Let's get started. We're going to start off with a song from a 1994 album of his called Prelude and Sonata. And the album starts with a Chopin Prelude in E minor and finishes with Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 8 in C minor. We're going to play the Prelude. And the neat thing about this album is it featured three sort of young lions who were just starting to make a name for himself. And producer Todd Barkin thought it'd be a great idea to put McCoy Tyner together with these great young artists, Joshua Redman on tenor sax, Antonio Hart on alto sax, and Christian McBride on bass, as well as Martin Smitty Smith on the drums. And one of the things that Tyner said, and it sort of forms the title of our show, was that young artists need to play with older artists to sort of gain real depth in the music, not just the technique and the notes, but what the notes mean. And so listen to Prelude in E minor by McCoy Tyner and some fine young artists from 1994 right here on the Jazz Spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Jamie Lee Trio, and two tunes from her debut album, Introspective. We just heard Beginning, which is the closing song on the album, featuring the vocals of Lauren Tivadar, Laura Bauer, Cindy Dye-Teeson, Alex Scott, Chris Creowall, and Karen White. And before that, we heard Trust Issues. And so Jamie Lee, a fine young drummer, graduate of Capilano University's Jazz Studies program, featuring in her trio Marcus Abramczyk on bass and James Decker playing the piano. And we opened the set with McCoy Tyner and Prelude in E minor from his 1994 album Prelude and Sonata. And we are remembering the great pianist McCoy Tyner, who passed away at age 81 on March 6th. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Jose Mairena, and you're listening to this CGSF 90.1 FM broadcasting from 90.1 FM broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, and also streaming on the internet at cgsf.ca.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
A message from the Warams.
When you use a Warams key tag, you protect your keys.
If you lose your keys,
the finder can call the number on the back of the tag
or drop them in any mailbox.
And the Warams will return your keys to you
for free.
Order your key tags today at warams.ca.
And make a difference in the lives of amputees like me.
Thank you.
We are back on the Jazz Spectrum. We're calling the show this week The Depth of Greatness, and we're playing The Depth of Greatness of McCoy Tyner, as well as a couple of fine young local groups, the Jamie Lee Trio, who you just heard, and the Malleus Trio, who you will be hearing in the next set. But we're going to start off with McCoy Tyner and a song from one of his early albums on the Impulse label, recorded while he was in the John Coltrane Quartet. This was recorded in 1963. And the album's called Nights of Ballads and Blues, a very fine album. And it's we're going to be playing Round Midnight, which is the Thelonious Monk tune. And Thelonious Monk was one of the influences of McCoy Tyner early in his career. And so we're going to play that. And then a couple tunes by the Malleus Trio from their album Play Nice, 5 to 9, and Thereabouts. But here's McCoy Tyner and Round Midnight.
Thank you.
That was Vancouver's own Malleus Trio and Thereabouts from the album, brand new album, called Play Nice. And before that, we also heard the Malleus Trio and 5 to 9 from the same album. The Malleus Trio featuring Donovan Conway on sax, Jordy Hart on bass, and Ben Brown on the drums. And we opened the set with McCoy Tyner in an early recording of his, the album Nights of Ballads and Blues, out in 1963, and the Thelonious Monk tune Around Midnight. And we're featuring the music of the National Endowment of the Arts jazz master, McCoy Tyner, who passed away March 6th at the age of 81. And hope you're enjoying listening to some great music by a couple of local artists as well as the great McCoy Tyner. Well, I'm Peter Prentice, and you're listening to The Jazz Spectrum on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, and streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca. If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
We are back on the Jazz Spectrum playing the music of McCoy Tyner. And we're going to continue with a song from his 1995 album, Infinity, which won him a Grammy Award for the Best Instrumental Jazz Album. And I'm going to go back to the 60s and a tune from an album that he was prominent on, John Coltrane's Impressions. And we're going to play the title tune. And just to let you know, featuring Michael Brecker as John Coltrane on tenor sax, Avery Sharp on bass, and Aaron Scott on the drums. And McCoy Tyner was never embraced electronics, but remained steadfast in playing acoustic jazz. And yet he was amazingly powerful, and you'll see it here on this song, Impressions. McCoy Tyner here on the Jazz Spectrum. That was McCoy Tyner. And Impressions from his 1995 album Infinity, Grammy Award winning album for Best Instrumental Jazz Album, featuring the saxophone of Michael Brecker, along with Avery Sharp and Aaron Scott on bass and drums. Well, we've been playing the music of McCoy Tyner, who passed away March 6th at age 81, the great McCoy Tyner. His music, his style, influenced every generation of jazz musicians after him. And so we mourn the loss, but celebrate the music of a great jazz master. Well, I just wanted to let you know about some things that are happening in the jazz world. Jazz Evensong each Wednesday evening at Prentwood Presbyterian Church, 1600 Delta Avenue in Burnaby. An hour of quiet reflection of great jazz with your host, Dr. Brian Fraser. And this week, the great jazz brought to you by the Hot Mamas. Well, folks, our time is almost up here on the Jazz Spectrum. We're just about ready to turn things over to Sons Lusitanos, the best in Portuguese music and culture, with your host, Gabriela Madeira. I'm Peter Prentice, and I've enjoyed bringing you 60 minutes of new and independent jazz from across Canada and around the world, and I hope you've enjoyed listening. This week's show is titled The Depth of Greatness. I'd like to get your feedback, so email your thoughts to prentice.jazzspectrum@gmail.com. Well, we're going to close our show with one more McCoy Tyner tune, his interpretation of the Harold Arlen song Come Rain or Come Shine from his 2004 album Illuminations, which also won him a Grammy Award for Best Instrumental Jazz Album. Well, Gracie, you'll be home soon, and the rest of you will catch up with you next time right here on the Jazz Spectrum.